Have you ever felt like love is limited? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I can't speak for all of you, but me, personally, I'm a people pleaser. I want people to like me, and sometimes I feel like if I don't do or say the right thing all the time, people won't love me anymore. And this even translates to my relationship with God. What if he gets tired of my mess ups? What if he gets tired of me saying sorry when he just knows I'm gonna do the same thing all over again? Well, that's what today's poem is all about. Stick with me for our Devo, Unfailing Love by G.K. Congleton. Unfailing love of Jesus, unending mercy renewed. Unfailing strength in my weakness, for your name is faithful and true. Unceasing comfort in sorrow, untold delight in my heart. Unceasing hope for tomorrow, for your mercy I see from afar. Jesus, my Savior, I praise you. Jesus, the one I adore. Jesus, the face of the Father, my God, my King, evermore. This poem grew out of a season when I found myself turning to the Psalms to find comfort in God's presence. In the book of Psalms and some of the prophets, I noticed the phrase, unfailing love, turned up repeatedly. The more I saw it, the more I thought that this is the perfect phrase for God's loving pursuit of us. His unfailing love gets put on display in a variety of circumstances. When he helps his people through troubles, when he comforts his people with his presence or his promise, and when he extends forgiveness after failure. As I studied these scriptures in different Bible versions, I learned that unfailing love may also be translated as loving kindness, faithful love, mercy, steadfast love, constant love, loyal love, and gracious love. Wow! I like thinking about God's love in all those ways. His love is so much deeper and richer than any other. Thus, I find it fitting that we simply can't describe his love with a single phrase. But we can join with the Apostle Paul in praying that God himself will help us to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, as we read in Ephesians 3:18 through 19. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Which of the phrases for unfailing love speaks to your heart most today, and why? Many of the Psalms look forward to the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, the one who came in flesh as the image of the invisible God, to reveal his unfailing love. Check out page 104 in your physical devotional, or check out the Know Jesus tab at unlocked.org to learn more about God's great love, which has come to us in Christ Jesus. As you and I can read in Psalm 143, verse 8, let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Exodus 15:13, Psalm 36:7, and Isaiah 54, verse 10, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you need more encouragement? If so, join me on Instagram at Unlocked Devo. We post encouragement and educational content to help you connect with God and to grow as a follower of Christ. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about dinosaurs that talk with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.